Chapter 34. There were no Rupak survivors. The dead lay in pools of blood that shone bright against the deep purple underbrush. Reach walked from shoulder to shoulder with growing anxiety. They were fit, they were well fed, they had solid tactics and proper equipment. In short, they were a far cry from the Rupak threats the Rangers had faced previously. How many more were out here? 12 fewer than when we started this mission, Reach thought to himself. He looked to Alexa, who was trying to save the life of one of the Yosei men who'd been wounded in the conflict. Her hands and her clothing were stained with blood. She looked up and shook her head. Another one gone. That was 4 Yosei men dead. Dessen looked on, stunned. He stared at his dead comrades, blinking as if to banish the reality of what had befallen them. We need to move, Alexa, Reach said. Alexa, still cradling the dead Yosei man's head, nodded. Agreed. This doesn't bode well. That felt like an understatement. There was a capable force of Rupak in country. These men had been taken by surprise, but that wouldn't happen again. Are any of the men too injured to move? Reach asked. Alexa shook her head. No, and I can carry any who can't keep pace, but we can't leave yet. Reach looked back into the forest, half expecting to catch a glimpse of more incoming Rupak. Why not? We need to hide the bodies. Not sure that's going to matter at this point, Alexa. Surely they already alerted the other Rupak to our presence. Actually, they didn't. Or at least they didn't succeed. I was able to intercept long-range transmissions from this group during the firefight. My comms equipment was naturally picked up as a relay, and I believe I halted their messages from going forward. But eventually Rupak will discover that the patrol is missing and will send more patrols. We need them to keep searching for as long as possible. So? Grave detail. Yes. Alexa pointed to the nearest Rupak soldier. They are fully equipped for field operations. We can use their own entrenchment tools. Those who are able need to begin digging. Those unable will stand watch. Reach clamped his teeth together as he decided what to say next. This needs to be called in. I disagree. There's still the risk that long-range communications can be detected. And Reach, I'd rather not encounter more of these soldiers. At least not with the untrained Yosei men in tow. This is the Rupak element we thought we would face from the start, only even more advanced. Their weapons and the drone both suggest technological advancement beyond the Rupak we knew on Earth. Reach nodded. Fine. Let's start digging. Alexa herself issued the orders to Dessen, who snapped back to reality and then got his men to work. We should join, Reach said. Alexa nodded. You're right. But let's continue the conversation. She closed the eyelids of the Yosei man whose head she cradled, gently laid his head down, and rose to her feet. She dug with only her bare hands, but her arms were a blur, and she scattered the loamy soil with a speed that would shame any burrowing animal. Reach found an entrenching tool and joined the effort, and though he was not as fast as Alexa, he was nevertheless moving dirt at a speed that far outpaced the Yosei men. My belief, Alexa said over implant, her voice unaffected by the intensity of her work, is that there are 2 distinct Rupak forces on planet. The first are either the actual men who followed Boon to Amir or their descendants. I suspect the former, but cannot rule out the latter at this time. And the second? Unknown. That will require further investigation. Reach thought about the message from Earth, asking that they stand by until Alexa could be apprehended. They would probably want Brody, too. It seemed such an odd thing to be fixated on, given the circumstances. How much damage had these AIs done to the world while Reach and the others were sleeping among the stars? It had to be bad. And yet Alexa showed no signs of instability. Not serious ones, anyway. You could argue that her decision to subconsciously ingratiate Reach with the others was unethical, but it didn't warrant the level of concern the government had. And that was another thing that bothered Reach. What was this government even like? Were they upholding the same constitution? What happened after the war? A lot could change over the course of a few centuries, if not more. Reach still wasn't exactly clear what gear it was. He almost didn't want to find out. Reach looked around. Already the excavated hole was wide and deep enough to stack the squad atop one another and make an extremely shallow grave. Just a little deeper. I need some space. Reach and the Osei men moved out of the grave, leaving Alexa alone. She worked her arms and legs with such fury that Reach wondered whether she'd be able to stay together. Yet very little dirt came up out of the grave. Okay, she said at last. Bring me the first body. Reach picked up the nearest dead Rupak, hoisting the corpse up by the armpits. Though he didn't need the help, he grunted his thanks when Martine grabbed the legs. Roger, citizen. Alexa took the body and laid it down. She removed his weapon and held it out for Reach. Take this. We want it. She then went through the rest of the soldier's possessions, but apparently didn't find anything else of use. Reach thought she was going to give him what looked like some sort of comm device, but instead, she crushed it in her hands and sprinkled the shattered components on the soldier's bloody chest. Kind of a shallow grave, don't you think? Reach asked. I've loosened the soil, said Alexa. She took hold of the man and began to shake him, slowly at first, but then increased in speed until the tissue and bones made a sick rattling noise. The Rupak soldier blurred, as did Alexa's arms, and the soil crept up and claimed the dead body. Alexa was vibrating the man down into the dirt, causing him to slip down beneath the surface as if it were water. Soon, he was completely buried. Okay, next. They repeated the process for each Rupak soldier. They kept all the rifles. Some of them had ammunition, and Reach was given that as well. When the last body had been buried, Reach distributed the ammunition and extra weapons to the surviving Osei men. They made a final search of the area, ensuring that there was as little sign of an engagement as possible, and then Alexa and Reach picked up the deceased Osei and carried them back to the crash site, with a train of dejected men trailing behind them. It had been a bad day.